Hi, my name is Kyra Matthews from the Oregon Student Access Commission, also called OSAC for short. Today I'm going to talk about general testing information, including information on the standardized tests and tips for test taking. Test. Just saying the word evokes a stress response in most students. Students are able to take many different kinds of proficiency tests in their educational careers. The first kind of test that I'll be going over are standardized tests and all their forms. First, let's talk about the American College Testing Assessment, also called the ACT. There are three types of the ACT test. There is the ACT Explorer, the ACT Plan, and the ACT. The ACT Explorer is administered to students in 8th or 9th grade with the goal of helping them plan for high school courses and prepare for the ACT exam. This assessment includes four multiple choice portions, with sections taking about 30 minutes to complete. The ACT Plan is administered to 10th grade students. The assessment relates personal characteristics to career options along with the multiple choice portion similar to the ACT Explorer. The ACT is the standardized test that is accepted by virtually all U.S. colleges as an alternative to the SAT, Scholastic Aptitude Test. For more information about any versions of the ACT, please visit www.act.org. The SAT has the same four types of questions as the ACT, which are available writing portion. 215 multiple choice questions, which take approximately 3.5 hours to complete. The SAT has three versions, the PSAT, the SAT reasoning, and the SAT subjects. The PSAT, or pre-scholastic aptitude test, is taken by 10th and 11th grade students. It's great practice for the SAT and is the National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test, NMSQT, for high school juniors. This test also gives students access to college and career planning tools. There are 5 sections on the exam and takes a little over 2 hours to complete. The SAT reasoning is the most common college entrance exam, and the SAT scores are often used to award scholarships. The sections are similar to the PSAT except that there are a few more sections. The total time of the SAT reasoning is approximately 4 hours. The SAT subjects test is sometimes required by selective colleges. If required, the college usually has students submit 1 to 3 of the subjects test. Each 1-hour test is in a multiple choice format except the writing, which includes a timed 20-minute essay. In total, there are 20 subjects available for testing. The subjects test is the only national admissions test in which the test taker chooses the subjects to be tested on that best exemplify their skills. For more information about any versions of the SAT, please visit sat.collegeboard.org. Another test available to high school students is the ASVAB, or Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery Test. It's a timed multi-aptitude test. Scores in 4 sections count toward your Armed Forces Qualifying Test. Your FAQT score determines whether you're qualified to enlist in the U.S. military. Scoring high on the ASVAB requires studying similar, much like the SAT or ACT. For more information on the ASVAB, please visit www.military.com. For high school students, there are also AP and IB classes and exams. AP, or Advanced Placement, classes are held like normal high school courses, but are more rigorous in order to prepare students for college-level work. Scoring well on the AP exam, which happens in May, could gain students college credit for participating institutions. Taking AP exams can save you time and money, which you will have little of during college. Also, by participating in the AP program, you increase your chances of getting into a competitive college. Personally, I took 2 AP courses in high school and some College Now courses, which gives you the chance to take college-level classes during high school. Those classes were some of my favorites, along with ones that gave me extra help when I began at the University of Oregon with a full term of college credits under my belt. For more information about the AP program, please visit apstudent.collegeboard.org. IB, or International Baccalaureate Program, is an approximate 2-year comprehensive program which includes rigorous pre-university curriculum. Students that participate in the IB program usually have a distinguishing educational background and apply to competitive universities. The IB exam is similar to the AP exam, except for IB has a different curriculum style and includes college prep. For more information on the IB program, please visit www.ibo.org. beyond high school examinations, an exam that is mostly taken by college students, adults entering or returning to college, and military service members, is a college-level examination program, also called the CLEP. The CLEP helps students receive college credit for subjects they have already mastered, but for a fraction of the cost of a college class. The way a student gains mastery of a subject that can be acquired in many ways, general academic institution, significant independent study, or extracurricular work. There are 33 different CLEP exam subjects. For more information, please visit clep.collegeboard.org. Here are some test-taking tips to follow. Always read the instructions, don't rush yourself, know if there are any penalties for not answering questions, and mark your answers carefully. Also, get plenty of rest the night before, don't cram information the night before, eat a healthy and balanced breakfast that morning, and wear comfortable clothes since you will be sitting for long periods of time. There are many types of tests out there, some to prepare for college admissions, some for college admissions, and some to qualify for military enlistment and more. Always do research to see which test is best for you. Also, remember to read all the instructions, get your sleep, and be relaxed and comfortable for your test. Thank you for taking the time to learn about this important topic. For more podcast topics, please visit our website at www.OregonStudentAid.gov. From all of us here at the Oregon Student Access Commission, this is Kyra Matthews. We look forward to helping you again soon.